أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truths unraveling. Over the past month and so, we have witnessed atrocities committed on our ummah. Our brothers and sisters are calling. It is as if their screams have fallen on deaf ears and blind hearts, for the armies of this great ummah seem to be slumber. How can the lions of this ummah hear the cries of the children and stay idle, while we tear ourselves up inside bereaved as our hands are tied? Yet, the hope will always be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of planners. Since the beginning of Al-Aqsa flood, many truths have unraveled. Perhaps the most obvious and most critical was the uncovering of the true weakness of the Jewish entity, the fragile and broken internal force, a tiger made of paper. Their angry tantrum of sequential brutal attacks on the innocent children and women only further proved the failing of this frail entity, aiming what is left of its power onto the unarmed, which we all know is not new for this barbaric entity, and the whole world finally sees it as well, for they have also witnessed the falling of this ugly face of democracy. We can also see the division within the occupied lands between the Jewish entity that was already evident beforehand in the mass political demonstrations that were held, resulting in inner conflict and the closing down of highways. The economic sector in the occupied lands has also taken a strong hit, for the technology, architecture, agriculture and textiles have been affected by the labour shortage, which is costing the occupation $2.3 billion, $600 million per week, as reported by the Times of Israel. Many companies have shut down due to a labour shortage, not to mention the occupation having to spend millions more to pay reservist salaries and to compensate businesses. The tourism industry has also been described as dead, quote unquote. On the other hand, some companies are flourishing. The Maccabi Health Services said that the number of prescriptions it was making for antidepressants, trauma and tranquilizers had risen 20% in the first months of the war, a report published by Haaretz, all of which is only adding more fuel to the flame and deepening the division. Another sector that was hit hard by the Al-Aqsa flood was the catastrophic failure of the media war, costing the Jewish entity billions and billions of dollars, as it has been a useful tool for years in controlling the international narrative, which has uncovered all its pathetic scandals, manipulation and poor editing skills, all in trying to steer the world's view and opinion, trying to save face, which has only severely backfired and has encouraged more and more people to discover and call for the truth in solidarity with our brothers and sisters. Many international companies supporting the Jewish entity have been boycotted. In exchange, more and more support has been given to local companies. In discovering the truth, in watching the bravery and courage of our steadfast brothers and sisters, Westerners and people all across the globe are searching for the Quran and for the reason behind such bravery. Some stores have sold out of copies of the Quran. People have then had to go out of the way to find a copy. It is being described as a movement, quote unquote, subhanAllah. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. They wish to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah will certainly perfect His light, even to the dismay of the disbelievers, in the meaning of the Quran, Surah As-Saff, verse 8. For in this war, the core truth has been brought to the surface. The hypocrite, the foul, and the good can be distinguished. Values and morals of people we have lived with, befriended, worked with for years have shown their empty souls, pure ignorance and exposed character. This war has uncovered the good from the evil and the egocentric. Perhaps the most captivating occurrence so far has been the unification of the hearts of the Muslim Ummah since the demolition of the Khilafah 100 years ago. For all around the world, young Muslims have united in body and heart for their blessed land of Palestine, for their brothers and sisters. Many are turning back to the teachings of Islam, all calling for rooted change. This war has ignited the fire of Islam into their hearts, the fire in being the servants of Allah, of being members of this great Ummah. The fire of change. These have all been visible occurrences and truths visible to the naked eye. For subhanAllah, we wonder in astonishment at what Allah has hidden from us, what we have not yet discovered, and what will continue to yet unravel.
يمكر بك الذين كفروا ليثبتوك أو يقتلوك أو يخرجوك ويمكرون ويمكر الله والله خير الماكرين.
And remember, O Muhammad, when those who disbelieved plotted against you to restrain you or kill you or evict you from Makkah, but they plan and Allah plans, and Allah is the best of planners. In the meaning of the Quran, Surah Al-Anfal, verse 30. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.